why you always have to make everybody at the country club so mad.
What happened?
Oh, well, what happened is we're having our annual pre-spring ball this Saturday to raise money for the Children's Arts Center. Julia was absent from the last meeting, and I forgot to tell her we picked the theme of Hobo Heaven.
Hobo Heaven?
Yeah. We're all gonna dress up like poor people.
Is that not tasteless?
Well, I thought it was cute.
Yes, well, that's to be expected from a person who bought a sun visor for a poodle.
Anyway, we don't have to worry about it because I got it voted down, and now we can wear anything we want.
We?
Yeah, we.
I bought tickets for all of us. After all, it's for a good cause.
Julia, I can't go. I don't have anybody to take.
I don't know if we can go either. I mean, I think J.D. has to work.
Oh, that's okay. Y'all can go with High and me if you want to.
Oh, no, we wouldn't want to do that. I mean, High is 85 years old. He wouldn't want us along.
Well, I don't know why not. I mean, we're always having to drag around that blasted oxygen tank.
Hey, everybody. Sorry. I would have been back sooner, but I had to pick up a schedule of classes from the junior college. You know, the spring term starts in 4 weeks, and I plan to be on the old roll book.
Anthony, I do wish you'd let me help you with that
Julia,
tuition.
I told you, I'm not taking any extra money from you. I told you, I'm going to get a second job.
Hey, you know, I thought of a good job you could get at night.
Where?
At the country club. They're having all those spring functions. They always need waiters. I bet you could start next weekend.
Julia, Anthony doesn't have any training as a waiter.
Excuse me, Suzanne, but for your information, for 6 months, I was the chief maitre d' at the Dunbar Correctional Institute for Men.
Well, they're not going to count prison experience. I mean, it's a big difference between serving society people and dishing out slop for convicts.
Excuse me again, Suzanne, but you are obviously unaware of the rigorous training I received under the tutelage of Mr. T. Tommy Reed.
Well, I guess. Who's T. Tommy Reed?
T. Tommy was the meanest dude on our cell block. One day, he checked the book on table manners out of the prison library. The next day, he stabbed a waiter for serving him from the wrong side. You talk about a bunch of dudes getting their P's and Q's together. I mean, they were trading in cigarette coupons just to get a look at that book. I used to personally fold Mr. T. Tommy's napkin in a tulip pattern. So don't tell me about waiting tables, Suzanne. I can dish vichy suave with the best of them.
Okay, Anthony, let's go call and get you an interview.
Well, all right. Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Well, hi, good looking.
Hi, yourself, you gorgeous thing.
Guess what? I got a new dress to wear for you tonight.
Oh, darling, I just stopped by to tell you that I can't have dinner with you tonight. I got to ride over to Marietta and take a deposition. I probably won't get home until late.
Oh, well, that's okay. We can do it tomorrow.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be working late tomorrow night, too. We're getting ready for a lawsuit.
Reese, I didn't realize how late it was. Don't you think we better get going?
Oh, right. Everybody, this is Shannon Gibbs.
Hi, nice to meet you.
This young lady's a new attorney in our firm.
Oh, congratulations. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Well, we better get going. Darling, I'll call you, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, I just... Wait, okay. Talk to you then. Well, have fun. Well, isn't that nice? Reese's been so overloaded with work, I'm glad he's finally found some help.
Help? Gee, have you lost your mind? That's not help, that's trouble with a capital T.
Yes, is that? I don't think Julie has to feel threatened just because someone Reese works with is... Attractive?
I think you all been cooped up in here too long. Did you get a look at that body? She has a butt you could serve tea on.
Suzanne, I just don't care to discuss it, Anthony. Did you think she was that attractive?
No, I did not. She looked to me like her feet were big.
Before you go, I want to ask you something. What is this that you wrote here?
Two couch lamps.
I think that's supposed to be coach lamps. Mm-hmm. I think you must have read the order wrong.
Well, that's because she needs to upgrade her reading glasses, but she's too vain to admit it.
I most certainly am not. There's nothing wrong with my eyesight, Suzanne. In fact, it's almost perfect.
Oh, it is not. You can't even see small print. Here, read this.
What?
Charlene's book.
Well, all right. Naked, Derek fell to his knees and wept unashamedly. Slowly, he explored her as their hips pulsated in dull throbbing sensation. Hungry, he took her again and again. Well, I think I've proved my point.
It's amazing. You can't read order forms, but you can read trash.
Where does she get this stuff?
She belongs to the paperback of the month club. They only feature people who are throbbing and naked.
You are just never going to believe what my psychic just told me.
What?
We're sitting there and we're going through all the usual stuff, you know, like somebody with the initial B is wishing me well. I'm not getting enough iron and I'm going to have trouble with my teeth in the fall.
Charlene, is this going somewhere?
Yes, wait. Then all of a sudden she goes, tell me, are you going to some sort of private club this Saturday night? And I go, that's incredible. And then she goes, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to meet the father of your children. Can you believe that?
Well, how are you supposed to know who he is?
It's going to be somebody asks me to dance, and I'll know it when it happens.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hi, Ray.
Julia.
I know you're in a rush, but I'm ready.
Darling, something came up. I'm sorry. I have to take another deposition.
You know, this story is starting to need a little work.
Well, you can come with us if you like.
Us?
Yeah. Shannon's helping me.
No, thank you. I think one babysitter for this girl is quite enough.
Yeah, now, come on, y'all, don't fight.
This is not a fight. It's just a misunderstanding. All I did was break a date.
Six dates in a row. I may need new glasses, but I am not blind. You've been running around with your tongue hanging out after somebody half your age and insulting me with these ridiculous excuses. The next thing I know, you'll be saying she's your niece.
She is not my niece. She's an attorney in my law firm.
Oh, come on, you two. Don't fight.
This is not a fight. It's a misunderstanding. And I don't understand what you're so upset about. After all, I'm still taking you to the dance.
Oh, no, you're not.
Huh?
I wouldn't go to that dance with you now if you got down on your hands and knees and crawled across Georgia.
Well, then I guess we're not going because there's not much chance of me doing that.
You know what I'm going to do now, Reese Watson? I'm going to go up those stairs. And when I come down, you better be gone or I'm going to call the police and have you arrested for trespassing.
You know, Julia, sometimes you just need to be taken out and actually horsewhipped.
You're not the man that's going to do it. Now get out and stay out.
What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a misunderstanding before?
Okay. I've got it narrowed down to three dresses. Now, just keep in mind, whichever one I pick is going to be the first thing my future husband ever sees me in. So, this is probably the most important dress of my life. Now, Julie, I want your opinion, too.
I like all of them.
Well, I haven't shown them to you yet.
Sorry, Charlene. I don't know where my mind is. I guess I must be getting old and blind and senile.
You are not senile. You're just depressed. I want you to go over there that phone right now and call Reese.
Mary Jo, I've told you I'm not depressed. I have never been happier.
You all are never going to believe what I just heard. Reese Watson is taking that Shannon to the country club dance.
Well, I've probably been a little happier.
Well, I just cannot believe the nerve of High getting sick on a night like this. I mean, he's known about this for 6 weeks. If he needed to have open heart surgery, he could have had it done then.
Oh, leave the poor old guy alone. I mean, for heaven's sake, at least he sent his car for us.
Shh, Mary Jo. You never should have had those drinks in the limo.
You shouldn't put them in those little cans. I thought it was grapefruit juice. Can you see your future husband anywhere?
Oh, I like that guy.
Figures. He works in the kitchen.
Okay, I got all the coats checked. Suzanne's was so big, I think they had to store it in the meat locker.
Is my date funny or what?
Oh, no, wait. Now, y'all, there's some very important people at this table here tonight. Now, don't do anything uncouth.
Like what?
Well, she means like, you know, picking our noses, drinking out of the finger bowls, passing out.
Hello, everyone. I'd like y'all to meet some friends of Julia's and mine. This is Mary Jo Shively, J.D. Shackelford, and Charlene Frazier.
This is it.
What?
That man coming towards me. He's going to ask me to dance. He's coming close to me, Jo. This is it. This is the father of my children. He went on by.
Oh, my word. Would you look at that? Woo-hoo, Julia. Okay, now, everybody, let's not make a big deal out of this, okay? Would you stop telling us how to act? Is it loud in here or what?
Mary Jo.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is an old friend of mine, Harrison Wright. My goodness, you seem to have filled up the table. I hope there's going to be room for us.
No problem.
Where'd you get him?
Never you mind. I just decided to play this game.
Here. I stole one of those. Now I'll get one of the waiters to bring around the high chair.
Better get one for your date, too. Well, I hope we haven't missed anything.
Nah. We thought some man was going to father Charlene's children, but he was just going to the bathroom.
You know, all of a sudden I have this incredible urge to dance. Would you mind?
My pleasure.
Actually, I feel like a little Roomba myself, Harrison.
Okay. Just so you know, dancing is extra.
Thank you, Harrison.
Hey, Anthony, how's it going?
It's going okay. I tell you one thing, though. These society types are a lot more trouble than the brothers. I mean, these people are helpless and the whining. Light my bit, flick my ass, swizzle my stick.
Hang in there, buddy.
You know, Julia, I've seen you do some pretty dumb things, but this has got to be at the top of the list.
Jealous.
Of what? A paid escort?
No. Well, I admit maybe I was trying to prove a point, but now I'm finding myself strangely attracted.
Get serious.
Oh, I see. Perfectly acceptable for you, but unacceptable for me, right? You know, I was going to call you earlier tonight and... just as a friend, and suggest that you not wear those old boxer shorts of yours. Young girls find them very unsexy.
Yeah, well, I'm not wearing my old boxer shorts. If it's any of your business.
You're not?
No, I got some new underwear.
Yeah?
That's right. And it's good looking, too.
I see. Well, thank you for the dance.
That's my line.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back.
Well, it's all over. He's in love with her.
How do you know?
He bought new underwear.
You know, Reese, this is a magical night. I'm having a very nice time.
Well, I've noticed.
Oh? Have you also noticed I'd like to go to bed with you?
No, I hadn't noticed that.
Well, then, let me state my case, counselor. Bed is something else I do very well. I haven't wanted anyone as much as I want you in a long time. In fact, all day long while you were talking about implied negligence, I was thinking about exploding in each other's arms. I promise I'll make it as fulfilling for you as it is for me. Oh, and of course, it need not interfere with work. Now, what's the verdict?
Well, I... my throat is very dry. I'm just going over to the bar here. Excuse me. I'll have a bourbon.
Can you believe it? There are probably 60 millionaires in this room, even as we speak. Look who she's dancing with. The guy from the kitchen. I give up. She's hopeless.
Reese, old buddy, I thought you knew she was after you. And everybody at the office knows.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I must have my head in the sand. This thing has taken me completely by surprise.
So what's the problem?
Well, you know Julia.
Yeah, I know Julia. But you're not with Julia anymore.
Yeah, but you know how that sort of thing goes. Well,
all I know is you've got a beautiful young girl panting at your feet. Now, usually I say you don't mix business with pleasure. But I think this girl can handle it. Heck, she even patted me on the butt a couple of times.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Burton. These new women are not like the women we grew up with. She's talking about explosions.
So what's your problem?
Well, I'm not sure I'm packing that much dynamite.
I asked you to come in here with me because I respect you. I can tell we're both strong-minded, feminist-oriented women who can be honest with each other. I just hate it when women get into catfights over men, don't you?
What's your point?
My point is, you don't have to feel threatened by me. I'm not going to marry Reese or take him away from you. I just want to have a relationship with him for a while. Now, if you can handle that, I promise there will be no subterfuge or deceitfulness on my part. Can we be friends?
You know, Miss Gibbs, growing up in the rural part of Georgia, I've been around compost all my life. I've seen it loaded onto wagons and tilled and hoed and spread across fields far and wide. But until today, I must say, I've never seen it tied up and gift-wrapped in quite so neat and tidy and pretty a package. Congratulations. You're a very clever girl. But it's still compost. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll leave you to dig your way out. You do know how to dig, don't you? You just get down on your hands and knees and shovel.
Around the office, we call her the Terminator.
Shannon?
There you are. I hope you've been thinking about my offer.
Hey, I'm enormously flattered.
That's nice, but not completely satisfied.
Well, you see, I'm sort of committed.
Oh, Reese, don't get the wrong idea. I don't have indiscriminate sex with people. I'm very selective, and I don't need a commitment.
Well, you see, I kind of do. I'm one of these strange leftover guys. The glacier melted down. I stepped out, and here I am.
You are darling, you know that? Well, I suppose it could grow into a commitment.
No, it couldn't. I'm committed to someone else.
But I thought you and Julia were...
Oh, well, this sort of thing goes on all the time. With us, it's never over. Not even when the fat lady sings. That's the commitment.
I guess this is the part where I say she's very lucky.
Well, you're very sweet.
I like Julia a lot. I think we could have been friends.
You still can. Let me give her your number.
No. That's okay. I think she's got it.
Thank you.
upset. I mean, they just thrive on this stuff. In fact, everyone in this group is completely unreformable. I just wash my hands of all of you. Except Harrison.
You know, Julia, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm amazed that you were worried about her.
Well, she's beautiful and bright and young.
Yeah, well, I've been looking around this room tonight at all the beautiful, bright, young women. You know what? They haven't got a thing on you.
You sluts, you just saying that.
No, it's true. You danced by me about that time, and I just got one glimpse of the back of your legs, and I just thought to myself, boy, that's for me.
Sometimes I don't know what I did before I met you. You forgive me for being so silly?
Always do. Hey, I got an idea. Let's just stand here and kiss on the dance floor until they throw us out.
Reese. You didn't actually buy new underwear, did you?
I'm sorry, that's personal. Of course, there is one way to find out.